I just want to take an opportunity to thank my colleague again, brother on the board, and fellow state president for a heck of a weekend. And thank you so much for being with us.
Someone gave me a microphone, so I guess I'm supposed to say something.
Direct.
Yeah, I'll be very direct. First of all, and just in your face, right? I love New York. I love New York. NFB is alive. I love that.
Don't mess with us, George. You remember Sherman.
Well, you know. All you did was increase my real estate value. So, you know, anytime you want to come in and demolish some dilapidated buildings, bring it on. Right. Bring it on.
That's what we did in Atlanta in 1864.
Yeah, just cleaned it up. Just cleaned it. Made the land more fertile. We were able to plant more crops. Come on down.
I'm going home and watch Gone with the Wind again.
Well, frankly, Carl, I love this place. I just want to let you guys know this is the first time I was able to actually curse at a state convention.
Exactly.
that's so liberating because so many times you just want to let it fly, but you know, down below the Bible Belt, I can't do that. I got in trouble once when I was on a telephone conference board meeting. I said, I want to make this the best damn convention we've ever had. Ooh, you watch your mouth. You know, I was like, uh-oh.
You know? Yeah, you know, I was there, and I don't know what the hell they were talking about.
It's time for me to leave. I do want to say one thing, though, and it's just reminiscent of the whole weekend. The way that Carl was explaining about the tactics used to address the whole fire truck issue, that's real. You know, and I think that so many times people get into the organization and they think that, you know, we are the hell raisers and that's our default. But the reality is we're reasonable. We're very well thought out with our actions. And Carl has been playing with the quote. And I don't really know it myself, but I know it when I hear it. So hopefully you'll say it through its entirety if you know it correctly. But it echoes real when I heard it in Dr. Jernigan's presentations. Because the bottom line is we as an organization, we are fighting for respect. That's the bottom line. And if you want to get respect, you have to be respectful. But there is a time when you come and you operate from a position of respect and you still get disrespected, and that's when you get to raise a little hell, you know? So I just want everybody to understand, you guys are in good hands here. The decision to fight the fight when the fight is right is a hard decision to make when you're moved so much by passion. And we are passionate about what we do. But we have to do it in a way that continues to demand and require respect of this organization. So I'm really regretful that I'm leaving because I'm learning so much just being present. So I want to echo once again that you guys are under great leadership. And to your leadership, you guys have an excellent family here of support and cooperation and collaboration that is probably the envy of the entire organization. So I appreciate it, and I've enjoyed my time here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in Dallas. Have a good day.
Thank you.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. Safe trip, man. If I don't see you, if I'm still on this mic when you go, I'll give you a call. It goes something like, we want no strife or confrontation, but we will do what we must. We are simply no longer willing to be second-class citizens.